Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. It's, of course, me, William Memo. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up?
Hey, nothing much, man. We're just watching some sports stuff here. We're going to lead off with, with the Knicks and their free-falling ways lately. We'll talk about what's going on in football, baseball, sports entertainment, you name it. We'll talk about it. Of course, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to let your mind, speak your mind, and your voice be heard. If not, then just sit back and enjoy the show. So without further ado, let's fortunately tip off with a little Knicks basketball here.
Unfortunately.
Tell me about it. Knicks, basically, they're on a four-game losing streak. They just lost to the Clippers, as expected. I believe, what, the final score was, what, 90-80?
Something like that. We lost by double digits, but, yeah, man, we're shorthanded right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
0-4 on this West trip now.
Oh, yeah.
And not looking good.
Oh, yeah. It ain't looking good at all. And they look to salvage, I think, one game, I think against Utah.
Yep.
But this looks like an 0-4, right? Well, it is already 0-4 right now. It's 0-4.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. And they, earlier in the season, you know, they were, you know, they dominated at home. And, you know, those guys, you know, they were like the Legion of Doom. They were road warriors. But now, man, they just, man, you can't even get a rush anymore seeing the Knicks, man.
Yeah.
Watching a Knicks game, you want to rush to the bathroom and throw up, man. It's just horrible, man. I know we got knee injuries to Amari, which is who's out for the rest of the season, and
yep.
You know Carmelo and Tyson Chandler also have knee injuries. So, like a great man, you know, once said many times, we are the New York Knicks, and of course, I'm referring to you, of course.
Yeah, we are, man. We like everyone has having going down with knee problems and leg problems. You know, like we can't get a break.
Yeah, that's the problem. The only break we keep getting is our knees. Our players' knees being injured. That's the problem. I think we have too much breaks.
Yeah.
But seriously, man, it's just, the way how they're playing, man. I'm pushing the panic button, man. It's not gonna go far. I mean, if Carmelo and Tyson Chandler's injury is as tough, I mean, if it costs them the rest of the season, which I mean, so far it doesn't look that way, but you know, with sports, you never know.
Right.
Knicks aren't gonna go out and get out of the first round, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they're not. I mean. There's no easy way of saying this, man. We're not putting the effort out there.
Yeah, man. These guys, they are giving it, you know, some of these backup players, you know, they are giving it their all, you know, but, you know, being shorthanded without our top scorer, who scores, you know, almost 20 in a game for us, mm-hmm. and our best defensive player on the team, and,
Chandler.
You know, one of our best post players, you know, in Stoudemire. I mean, with those three guys out, I mean, we don't have anybody to really go through down, you know, in the fourth quarter
exactly.
when we need them. You know?
Yeah, I mean, J.R. Smith, who's supposed to be our sixth man, he, as you would expect, he's, you know, stepping up his game. But the problem with J.R. Smith is kind of like the three-pointers. Some days, you know, the shot goes down. Some days, you know, it's going to be erratic.
And he was erratic today.
trust me. I mean, in the Knicks, you know, they sometimes they go on. It's either the Knicks go on a slow start and then go on a run after they're down by like 20, or in this case today they start off strong, and afterwards the Clippers went on an 11-2 run in the first, and I mean that's basically all she wrote, really.
Yeah. We just need these guys to come back, man, because right now, you know, in the Atlantic division, you know, we're only a half game ahead of the Nets, and if the Nets beat the Hawks tonight, then they're going to have the lead in the Atlantic, you know?
Yep. Exactly, man. The Knicks are in a tailspin, man.
Mm-hmm, they are.
It's a joke, man.
It's messed up. Gotta get these guys play back and get them to play better, because right now it doesn't look good for us.
And they should give Copeland more minutes, man. Copeland looks like he could score. I mean, he had what, 14 points today?
Yeah,
At one point, he led the Knicks before, you know, J.R. Smith knocked down that, you know, completed that 4-point play after, you know, getting fouled after hitting a 3-pointer.
Right.
I mean, he could play. I mean, I would definitely play him over James White. who done as much as he's did in the slam dunk contest as he's done this whole year, which is basically nothing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he could score. He could score, but even he sometimes is inconsistent sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know? But
I would play more for Copeland. I mean, not Copeland. A Novak, because Novak, I mean, as great as Novak was last year, that's as horrible as he is right now.
Yeah, Novak is just a spot-up shooter.
That's all he is. That's the problem. Everybody knows he's a spot-up shooter, a terrible defender, so... Everybody got a, you know, every time when he's on the court, they know he's here to try to jack up a three, and people draw fouls from him.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really have the, he can't really drive the basket that often. He can't create his own shot. You know, he has
that's
to be set up for the three-pointer.
Exactly, and everybody knows that's why he's here. I mean, once you see him on the court, you know what he's going to do. I mean, he's totally a one-dimensional player.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
My goodness. I mean, he's kind of like Mark McGwire, you know. Mark McGwire, for people putting him in the Hall of Fame stuff like years ago, back in the days before, you know, we suspected him of doing steroids.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason why he was, I mean, even, you know, even considered to be a possible Hall of Famer is because he only hit home runs.
Yeah, he was a one-dimensional player.
He didn't do anything else other than, you know, hit home runs, and that's basically what Novak is. I mean, he's, you know, he knocks down the three. That's all he's, you know, good for.
I agree. I agree with you, man.
But I mean this, and I what is there to say about the Knicks, man? There's nothing good to say about the Knicks.
We're bad right now, man. 0-4. Maybe 1-5 to tomorrow night. I mean, not looking good right now for us, man. We got to, like I said, we got to get healthy and we got to start playing better because, you know, I don't want us to not have home court advantage in the first round, man.
Exactly.
After the way we started the season, come on.
That's a joke. I mean, though as great as the season started and then it's going to end like this, man, it's very heartbreaking, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what is there else to say, really?
Hmm?
But shifting gears to NFL, you know, a lot of the free agency went down early last week, and a lot of moves went down. Especially
Wes Walker.
Jets. Oh yeah, Wes Walker signing a 2-year deal with the Broncos.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I was surprised about that, too. I mean, I heard that he was, you know, he laughed at the offer that the Patriots offered him. But I thought it was all, you know, trying to levy, you know, like, you know, bargain, you know, try to, you know, play a hand, you know, like a poker hand, you know, to try to, you know, bluff, you know, the Patriots into giving him a better contract. But apparently he was serious. You know, he left them.
Yeah, man. And he's going to the Broncos now and to play with Peyton Manning, who's like, you know, him and Brady are like the two top quarterbacks in the last decade. You know,
oh, yeah.
To play with Brady, I mean, that just gives to play with Manning, I should say, that gives Manning another weapon on the Broncos. So,
oh, yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, what's his name? Brady's losing his boys, man, to the Broncos. First Vinatieri, now him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, Vinatieri left years ago, but, you know, these guys, you know, they want to, since they don't, they, you know, they're not going to be with Brady anymore, they want to go to the other great quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, his favorite target going to a playoff rival.
Yeah, that was Brady's go-to guy, man.
Yep.
One of the most dangerous players, I would say, because, like, you know, he's not really a deep threat, but Walker, like, he just roams around the field and gets open, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and not only that, like, when he gets open, he runs after the catch. Finds a way to run for more yards after catching the ball.
He's explosive, man. Believe me, man. I know, man.
Yeah, you've had your all. You've seen him a lot, and you've had your headaches with him. I know.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him out of the division, but he's still in the league. You know.
Yeah.
I see him. But I'm glad he's not with the Patriots anymore. Good
yeah.
riddance. But man, the Jets, man, they had like a fire sale, man. They lost a bunch of guys. They lost Keller. He went to the rival Dolphins.
Right.
I'm trying to think who else left. There's a bunch of guys who left. Sean Green, he left. I think he signed with the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Who else left? Leron Landry left. Jets are interested in his brother. DeJuan Landry, I think his name is.
DeJuan Landry, yeah.
And, you know, Jets signed some guy. They signed Goodson.
Right.
I'm trying to think who else they signed. They re-signed Folk.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they lost everybody.
Yeah, but they did sign their big player that they need to sign, Revis.
No, no.
$1 million bonus,
oh.
I heard.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, no, they didn't sign him. The thing picked $1 million bonus picked up because it was in his stipulation. I guess if he was on the team for this long, he'd get $1 million bonus.
Yeah, but that ensures that he's not gonna be traded because there were trade rumors, you know, that he might have been traded. But this ensures that you know they're gonna keep him.
Oh really?
Yeah. So that's good to hear for the Jets. That your best player, you know, coming back, you know, not going to be traded, so.
Well, yeah, that's good. That's good. But then again, you know, he man, I love Revis on the team, but
yeah.
I don't know, those two holdouts, you know, I'm scared that this guy, you know, he's going to eventually want to leave. Looks like,
yeah.
You know, let's just say I won't be surprised if after his contract ends, you know, he's going to be with a different team.
You think so?
Yeah, because don't get me wrong. I mean, he seems like a smart businessman when it comes to, you know, looking out for his contract since he is the best cornerback in the game.
Right.
You know, he want to be paid with the best contract.
Right, right. That's
so,
true.
So, you know, he's basically looking out for his, you know, his personal investment. You know, but the problem is with that, you know, he's going to go to the highest bidder. So most likely he's not going to stay with the Jets.
Yeah, like I said, I would love to have that guy. You know, he's a great defensive player, great one of the top quarterbacks in the league. So I would love to have him on my team, you know. But we'll see what happens, you know.
All right, yeah, definitely. And shifting gears to WBC, the USA team got eliminated by the Puerto Rican team a few days ago.
Damn Puerto Ricans.
That's before people think you're serious. But seriously, you know, they upset the U.S. team, and the Dominican team beat the Puerto Rican team, what was it, I think it was Saturday. So, I think if the Puerto Rican team, I think they lose one more time, they'll be eliminated.
Yeah,
it's a weird system that they have at the World Baseball Classic. I mean, the way how they set it up is like you basically have to play everybody. You have to be eliminated, I think, three times in order to be eliminated.
I don't remember U.S. losing three times, though. That's the thing. Like,
I don't remember
them playing really good in this World Baseball Classic. That's the first time I heard that they lost.
They lost twice. They lost twice in a row. They lost ever since Wright been hurt. They lost. They lost I can't remember. They lost to the Dominican. They lost the first to the Dominican team. First,
mm-hmm.
Oh, here's what happened. First, they beat the Puerto Rican team.
Right.
Then they lost to the Dominican team. And afterwards, the next day after that, they played a game to determine who would get knocked out, and Puerto Rico beat them. I think the score was 4-3, and basically U.S. got eliminated. And what was going to happen? Japan and the Dominican Republic are going to face are going to face each other, I think, to determine it. I think it's in the semifinals.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think who else. I think Puerto Rico is going to face. Darn, I forgot the other team. Is it? Nah, I forgot the team. Oh, well.
I can't think of it either.
Yeah, I had it in my head not too long ago, but now I forgot. Oh, well. I'm pretty sure when I'm off the aisle, I'll remember.
Yeah, man, but, you know, it's tough to beat those Latino players, man. They're tough.
Yeah, those teams are very gifted, man.
Yeah.
They got a lot of big league guys on the team.
For real?
I think the American Republic is gonna take it all.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. Japan, you know, Japan won it last 4 years ago, right? Didn't they?
I think so.
The upset.
Korea too, I think, or was it Korea?
I think
Japan won the first year, and Korea, I think, won the last time. I think. I'm not sure, but I think that's how it went down, or it could be the other way around.
Right.
But yeah, they need to change the format system because it's very hard to keep track how many times people lose.
Mm-hmm.
People are gonna get eliminated. I mean, they should just have a first a preliminary round, you know, an exhibition thing, and then after that, you know, you just play elimination, you know, just out of three or something.
Yeah, it's a weird setup. I don't get it.
It is. And then, you know, you know, that's it. Instead of you losing, you have to lose two or three times to be eliminated. It's like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it's a weird scenario. And every day, it's like you're playing a different team. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get it. But, you know, that's the way it's set up, man. U.S. now, we can't even watch them play anymore. Now we got to watch these Dominicans and these Puerto Ricans and these Japanese.
Well, I mean, they look at the bright side. At least those countries, they care more about WBC than we do. I mean.
That's true.
When they win, man, it's like each game is like game seven of the World Series, man.
Yeah.
You know,
like a parade over there.
They're really, you know, excited. You can see the fans, you know, they're. You know, playing those what the name, the Vuvuzelas, the stuff that they had like in the football,
mm-hmm.
not the soccer one, the World Cup. They had like, remember like in South Africa a few years ago, they had like those Vuvuzelas, whatever they call
yeah,
those.
Yeah, I know
what you're talking.
Right, right.
Yeah, they really.
They celebrate. They you know, they love their baseball. So.
Yeah.
Just like soccer, you know, those are the two sports that they love.
Yeah. Hopefully next time, you know, U.S., you know, will, you know, win. But, you know, oh, well, most importantly, I hope Mets win the World Series ASAP. But, you know,
right.
You got to believe.
Yep.
But, let me see. Yeah, let's shift gears lastly to sports entertainment. WWE, you know, they had a tribute for the late William Moody, a.k.a. Paul Bearer. You know, they had a touching tribute with Undertaker coming out with, you know, the urn that Paul Bearer usually comes out with, you know, early on in Undertaker's career, so... Undertaker, you know, bend down, you know, his typical, you know, pose that he does in the ring.
Right.
You know, as a sign of respect to, you know, the life and legacy of Paul Bearer. But, you know, of course, in WWE fashion, you know, CM Punk had to interrupt, you know, being the villain to try to get some heat.
Right.
And, you know, CM Punk had a good promo. I mean, basically saying, you know, to Paul Bearer, you'll always be 20-0. But to everybody else, you know, you're going to be 20-1.
Wow.
And then afterwards, you know, Kane interrupt, and Kane attacked him, you know, before, you know, at the start of the show. and that set up a match between Kane and CM Punk later on,
right.
Which CM Punk lost to Kane later that night. I mean, it was a good show. I think you know, the CM Punk Undertaker story carried the show, even though Cena and Rock weren't, you know, on the show. Cena was there, but they felt like, you know, if they showed him on TV, it would put, you know, a target on The Rock
to show
that he wasn't there. So they just basically, you know, Cena appeared after the show was over, you know, I guess for a match or whatever, a dark match or something. But
yeah,
but it was the whole CM Punk Undertaker and the Triple H Brock Lesnar storyline, that definitely saved the day from Monday Night Raw. I haven't seen and the Rock appear.
It did. Did I thought it did.
What else happened?
Well, SmackDown had the Mark Henry versus Ryback match finally.
Oh, right, so yes.
I thought they should have saved that for WrestleMania, personally.
Yeah. Well, basically they did, because they really didn't even get a chance to fight because, you know, the Shield interfered.
Right.
So, I mean, who knows? But, yeah, I totally agree. They should have saved that match for WrestleMania. Instead of having the Shield versus Ryback and Randy Orton and Sheamus.
Right, me too. Yeah, I mean,
Didn't they have a match already? All three of them against Shield. Or you know what? I think what they did. I think it was always Sheamus and I think they just switched the people around, because the first time was Team Hell No and Ryback, and then afterwards the other pay per view they had at TLC they had the one I was just talking about. Royal Rumble, they had Ryback, Cena.
Oh, okay.
I think Sheamus, I think. Oh, was it Orton?
Right.
And then afterwards, in Elimination Chamber, they had who did they have? I'm trying to remember.
I can't even remember either.
I think Ryback was in there still. I think it was Ryback. Darn it, mine.
Was Kane?
No. Well, Kane was in the TLC one.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
With Daniel Bryan. Because they had like three or four, they had like what? Three matches with Shield.
Right.
Three on three tag matches against the Shield, which Shield is 3-0 against.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But yeah, I could have sworn one time Randy Orton was in one of the stuff. So it was basically the same. Wait, wasn't Jericho in one of them? Oh, wait, they had a match on Raw, too. They had a match on Raw, I think.
I can't remember.
Yeah, they've had the Shield fight so many times. Well, actually three or four times overall, but.
Yeah. And
it's
now,
the same guys basically fighting the Shield all the time.
Basically. Now you're gonna have the Shield versus Randy Orton, Sheamus, and
Ryback
now WrestleMania.
Yeah, and you were saying they should have had Big Show.
I think so. I mean, and you said, you know, Big Show would have turned on them. You know, that would have been a good. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I don't. I think. Yeah, I think realistically speaking, you know, they can't trust Big Show, so.
That's true.
Let me see. What else happened? Well, the Bella Twins are back on Raw.
My babies.
Actually,
the babies.
But, yeah, it looks like WWE's might be thinking about bringing back more divas, you know, former divas.
They got you, man. Because the Diva division, it's weak right now.
Yeah, it's non-existent, really, basically.
Yeah.
And there's news that MVP, since he is no longer fighting for New Japan, he might return to WWE or TNA.
That's good.
Yeah, well, hopefully he comes back to WWE and actually WWE push him.
I hope so.
And TNA news, RVD's contract is, you know, Rob Van Dam's contract is allegedly almost up, so who knows if he'll re-sign with TNA or come back to WWE.
Yeah, man, I would love to see RVD come back. I miss that guy.
Yeah. Speaking of former WWE guys and ECW guys, the Dudley Boys, Bubba Ray, which he's now called Bully Ray in TNA.
Yep.
He won the TNA world title from Jeff Hardy, and he revealed himself last Sunday that he's the president of Aces and Eights, which is basically the faction that's, you know, taking over TNA.
I like, I think he makes a good bad guy and
yeah,
a good individual wrestler.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he definitely does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a heel ever since, you know, him and Bob Devon, you know, were tag teams with the ECW,
yep.
WWE. So, yeah, he makes a perfect heel.
Devon, get the table.
I do miss that in WWE, though. And again, you know, I miss a lot of stuff from the Attitude Era. But
yeah,
that's another story for another time.
Get the table.
Yeah, man, the TLC match. Yeah, I see more. With him,
yeah.
With the Dudley Boys, Hardys, and Adrian Christian.
Oh, yeah.
That's what tag team wrestling is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But do you have any last words you'd like to say?
Hopefully Knicks can rebound tomorrow in Utah. It's not looking good right now. Got to hope for the best for the Knicks. And other than that, check out my show Saturdays, 11 p.m. And check out this great show, Sports and Religion, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, as usual.
Thank you very much for the plug as well. So, folks, you know, I'm William Rameau. That was Macaulay Matthew. Matthew, I should say. And, you know, I'll see you guys next week.
Peace out.